Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. And it's, excuse me one second. I got a little frog in my throat. Right now we've got Hugh Madden, who's a communications director for Progress Michigan. Hugh, welcome to the Union Edge.
Hey, Charles. It's good to be on.
Oh, yeah. It's great to have you, and I apologize for the coughing. Excuse me. But, Hugh, you've got some very interesting things going on in Michigan. One of them is SB 250. Is that correct? Wanting to pay 20-year-olds less than adults.
Yeah, so the latest attack on workers here in Michigan is Senate Bill 250, sponsored by Margaret O'Brien. And what this bill would do, believe it or not, is actually lower the minimum wage for workers that are 18 and 19-year-old workers. So workers under the age of 20, employers would be able to pay them a lower minimum wage. These are people old enough to vote, old enough to serve in the military, people that are going to college and in some cases paying for their own tuition, books, and this is as we've seen, there really is no end in sight to the attacks that workers are facing here in the state of Michigan, and this is actually a bill that would lower their minimum wage. They would be able to pay them 85% of the current minimum wage, and this isn't for a specified like training period, which the bill actually also addresses. But this is going forward, so the entire time that you're 18 and 19 years old, you could be paid less than a 20-year-old or someone older standing right next to you doing the same job.
Let me ask you this. I'm not sure this passes a sniff test constitutionally, but the long and short of this is what are people saying about this? I mean, if I was 18, 19 years old, if I was younger than 18, 19 years old, I'd be pretty miffed. Is there any outrage coming from people that would be impacted by this, by their families, by employers? What's going on?
Well, the outrage, obviously, as we've seen, has been ongoing here in the state of Michigan, but you're exactly right. And this goes beyond a worker who is 18 or 19 years old. Let's say that you're a 20 or a 21-year-old competing for a job, and they have and you have versus someone who's 18 or 19, and the employer makes a decision not to hire you because they're legally able to hire someone else for less money. So it really hurts everyone. And we are seeing here in the state of Michigan, people are starting to take notice. And that's why shows like this are important, is really at getting the word out, because there's this sense that right to work passing in Michigan was kind of the end of the line for attacks on workers. And what we've seen and what was predicted, it was only the beginning. Once you start to weaken the labor movement, then the doors are open. And that's what we're seeing here, a bill that literally lowers wages for hardworking Michiganders.
You know, let me describe a scenario for you. And you mentioned military personnel. Let's say I'm 17 years old. I convinced my parents to sign the waiver for me to join the military. I join the military, I join the Army, I go through basic training, I go through advanced infantry school. I go to Afghanistan, I get injured in war, I come back, I'm 18 years old. Gee, I got to work for 85% of minimum wage?
Right, and that's the thanks you get for your service from Senator Margaret O'Brien and Republicans in the Michigan legislature, is, you know, you're an adult, and this is how what we feel about if you're that soldier, this is what we feel about your service to the country, and this is what we feel about workers in general.
What happens to that other 15%? The boss just gets to pocket that, right?
That's pocketed, right. Yeah. And you're right. And what obviously the other side will say is, no, they can use that money to hire more workers. And well, then, and which is kind of a ridiculous talking point. This is about profit. This is supported by the same people who supported other bills in Michigan, such as Right to Work, or bills or opposed raising the minimum wage, opposing paid sick days. Groups like the Michigan Restaurant Association are behind this, and we know the Michigan Restaurant Association's job isn't to increase employment. Their job is to increase profits for their members, and that's what this bill is about, and that's why we're seeing movement on it.
That's who I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask you about. Who gave Margaret O'Brien this cockamamie idea?
This bill is supported, was supported in committee by the Michigan Restaurant Association. We haven't looked to see the exact connection, but we've seen it time and time again here in the state of Michigan that when these business groups come calling, no matter what the ask is, it seems like they can always find a sponsor and an ear. And really, that's sad. As you look at the state of Michigan, especially thanks to the auto recovery, we're starting to now see Michigan finally coming back. And the clear message to young people who we still desperately need to attract, anyone that lives in the Midwest knows attracting young people is going to be the key for the next generation. And while cities like Los Angeles and Seattle are sending a clear message to young workers that they are welcome and are appreciated and valued, our message to young people is you're not worth the same as someone who's a little bit older than you. And that's dangerous for our future economic growth here in the state of Michigan, and it's bad for workers.
Well, let me ask you this. What's to stop her from coming up with legislation that says, well, you know, you're over 50. You're not moving as fast as you were when you were in your 30s. So you're not doing the work as much. So we can pay you less when you're over 50.
Well, and that's a great point. And I think to your question, what's to stop Margaret O'Brien? What's to stop anyone who has pushed this bill, all of these conservative ideas, is just what I talked about at the beginning, is people starting to rise up, and we've seen that, right? I believe that this bill, as well as our recent Death Star bill in the state of Michigan, which was a bill that told local communities that they can't, on their own, raise the minimum wage or require paid sick days, that it can only be done through the state. Those bills are a reaction to what's happening across the country, the Fight for 15, all of these movements that are actually gaining traction. And so I would say the one good thing is what's going to stop her is, and what's going to stop bills like this, is this continued activism where people are standing up and saying enough is enough with cuts and attacks to workers, and it's time that we actually build an economy that works for everyone. And what we'll see, obviously, is more victories. But in the meantime, while conservatives have control here in the state of Michigan, they're going to do anything they can to fight against workers and to fight against what is a popular movement that is actually not only winning but working. And so that's what really stops this.
Hugh, how do we find out more about Progress Michigan?
Sure, you can visit our website, which is progressmichigan.org. We're on Facebook as well as Twitter. You can find all of those links on our website, and just follow us, and you'll not only find out a lot about us, but you'll find out a lot about what's going on in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely, and we appreciate what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work, and tell Senator O'Brien that she's going in the wrong direction on this. That's for sure. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.